As patriots, it's our duty to rise up in a world full of darkness. Evil comes in many forms, and it lurks around unexpected corners. It's time to stop wondering what will happen if it comes to war. War is already here. It's time to rise. Rise up for truth. Rise up for freedom. Rise up for our rights as American citizens. And now, at the head of the militia, here's your host, Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you on this Saturday afternoon. Hope you guys are all well. Guess what it is? It is Saturday, the opening day. Well, not the opening day, but the first Saturday of deer season. So hopefully for all you hunters out there, you're not listening to me right now. You're actually out in the woods, up in God's country, taking it all in, enjoying yourselves. And I wish you guys a lot of safety and the best of luck. But more importantly, have a lot of fun and just come back safe. It's always my favorite time of the year. I think I talked to you guys about that last week. And it honestly, it's not just about, you know, a successful harvest. It's about being out there in God's country. And it's something I like to focus on because, as you guys know, it seems like in every other aspect of our lives, the world is just crumbling around us. And there's just a lot of negativity going on. And we all get wrapped up into that. I feel like I live and breathe it. It's part of my responsibility to pay attention to what's going on. And then I share stuff with you guys. I give you guys the information that I research and we talk about it. And I believe wholeheartedly how important it is for you guys to be informed. And for those of you that listen to talk radio, that listen to this station right here, this station, an award-winning station, voted the best in Oregon for talk radio and our lineup. For you guys that get to listen to us, you guys are better off than everybody else. You guys are more informed. You guys are able to go out there when it's time to vote and make informed decisions. You do your research, and you guys are the army, right? You guys are the foot soldiers on the ground. And I'm relaying information to you, and then it's your job to go out amongst your circle, your friends, your family, your colleagues, and share the information. And that's how, together, we win this battle. And this is just, we're just in the very beginning stages, my friends, but honestly, we couldn't do it without you. And that goes, you know, it doesn't matter if it's me or if it's Sean Hannity or Dan Bongino, we're just the voice behind the microphone. It's you guys that have to do the work. You guys are the soldiers on the ground, and you guys are the ones that are helping to build that army. And so right now, you know, there's so much bad stuff going on, but we do need to take the time to be thankful for what is good. Friends, family, God, and for me, the time of the year that I reflect a lot on what's good is when I get out in the great outdoors. And like I said, it's God's country. It's beautiful. And I'm sucking it all in. And I'm normally out there in fellowship with my friends. And it's just an amazing time. And so I encourage you, even if you're not a hunter, to remove yourself from the hustle, the daily grind. You know, don't be glued to the radio or the TV 24/7. And just, you know, constantly be only exposed to what's going on that's crazy right now in the world. And what's going on that's bad, what's going on that's making your blood pressure go through the roof. For me, when I watch TV at night, I'm a news junkie, right? And I don't just listen to conservative news. I like a broad range of where I get my news from. I do a lot from online sources. I do watch some news stations. I watch opposing news stations. I watch a little bit of everything. And I got to tell you, sometimes I find that that's probably very unhealthy for me because it does make my blood pressure skyrocket. And you just got to unplug. It's hard to walk away sometimes. It's hard for me to walk away, but you got to unplug and reset yourself and reestablish what your priorities and what your values are and what is really important to you. So, and you know what? Friends and family, number one on the list, right? Take time to really enjoy the people that you love and care about, and make sure that they know that you love and care about them. I got to do some salmon fishing yesterday. That was a blast. You know, the Chinook are running. They're coming in all the rivers. I love fishing the Sleds. I love fishing the Salmon River, Three Rivers. Over here on the Coast Range, there's just a lot of good fishing. Now, I do think that we could have an amazing fishery here in the state of Oregon if we had different leadership. I think our fishery could be better than Alaska. That might sound crazy. When you think of good fisheries, you think of Alaska. But quite honestly, if we did our hatchery programs the right way and just managed things the way they should be managed, we could have a very healthy, healthy fishery, and we could rival or even be better than Alaska if we had different management. It just kind of goes to show you that everything is tied together. You know, our timber practices here in Oregon, they could save this state. They could save our people by giving them amazing jobs that they're well paid, that they're able to support their families on, they're able to purchase houses on. The state could be booming, our economy could be thriving if we had different timber practices. And the same thing with the same management with our wildlife and our fisheries. It just goes to show you, in Salem, we are in so much desperate need of new leadership. They are literally failing at every aspect. But I did get to unplug. I did get to go out and do some salmon fishing. Man, the fish are in that river thick. They're jumping like crazy. We were there all day long. And let me tell you, every 2 seconds, I felt like a big old Chinook was jumping. I mean, giant fish, just beautiful fish, just jumping like crazy. So much action everywhere on that river, except for on my hook. I will admit that me and my buddy Andy, we came home empty-handed, but nonetheless, we had a blast. We enjoyed each other's company, and we just enjoyed being out there. So I encourage you guys to get out there and enjoy things like that as well. So what are we going to talk about today? It can't all be good, right? You know, it can't all be good. It's not all good. We know there's a lot going on that we have to talk about. We need to keep informing you guys. And it's been an interesting week. Hopefully you guys have paid attention to Capitol Hill and the hearings that have been going on with the generals. And they were in front of the committee, and they were being grilled about what happened in Afghanistan and regarding the troop pullout and just leaving that country in disarray, and the Afghan government collapsing, the Afghan military fleeing, and unfortunately, it resulted in the Taliban coming through, sweeping through in a matter of days, and completely taking back over that country, completely taking back everything you know, that we had been working hard to build and to keep for the last 20-plus years, and in a matter of days, the Taliban came in and they ruled the roost. And instead of being insurgents or the enemy or whatever you want to call them, now the Biden administration is calling them partners, and they're treating them as if they are the established government in Afghanistan and that we need to work with them. Meanwhile, we have Americans that are probably held hostage. Some maybe have been killed. Many probably have been killed. And other people that have worked with America, translators and, you know, other Afghanis that have spent the last 20 years helping America establish the government over there, that are now at the mercy of the Taliban. And we've had planes that have been denied to fly out, planes that are full of United States citizens, been denied to fly out by our own State Department, ready to go on the tarmac, ready to go. And our own State Department won't let them leave. Meanwhile, the Biden administration has brought a lot of Afghan refugees out of that country that haven't been vetted, and now they're here in the United States. We know some of them are criminals, some of them are pedophiles, some of them are terrorists, and they have not been properly vetted. They don't even know where all of them are. They've lost track of some of them already. Well, we have American citizens in Afghanistan waiting for us to save them, waiting to come home. And like I said, many of them were already on a plane ready to go, and they were denied the ability to leave that country by our own State Department. By who? By the Biden administration. This is unacceptable. I've already talked to you guys about this being treasonous. It absolutely is treasonous. And as we dive into this deeper and study it and really understand what happened, it breaks my heart, you guys, that we have lost soldiers over there. Over the last 20 plus years, how many American lives have died to fight for that country, to give them freedom, liberty, to establish some sort of a democratic government over there and give the people a voice, protect the women. And we have shed blood. There has been many heroes, men and women that have died, that have sacrificed everything to protect not only the U.S., but to protect this foreign land. And in a matter of days, we lost it. And now we've got this committee on Capitol Hill. Now, it's dominated by the Democrats. Okay, it's going to be softball questions. Typically, there's probably not going to be much consequences because we don't have any confidence that the Democrats are going to hold anybody accountable. But at least we're finally asking some questions. And there's a couple awesome Republicans on this committee that have done an amazing job. And in the 3 minute allotted time that they had, they were able to ask a few questions of these generals. And what did we learn from this? The Republicans did a fantastic job. They grilled the generals. They called for the generals' resignations. Now, they're not going to resign. These generals aren't going to resign. They're Biden's puppets or whoever's running the show. We can't say they're Biden's puppets because we know he's not actually running the show. That guy's got dementia. He's got Alzheimer's. He's not mentally equipped to run anything. The man probably can't even tie his shoes, my friends. But whoever these politicized military officers are, and I say politicized because they're no longer soldiers, okay? They're political. They're politicians, okay? They're kissing whoever's ass they have to kiss to rise to the level that they've rose, and they forgot about the troops on the ground. They forgot about the boots on the ground, and they forgot about their mission. They forgot what their job is and who they're actually there to serve. And so now they're in front of this hearing committee on Capitol Hill, and they're asked questions that they can't avoid, and they're being made to answer these questions. And the truth of the matter is, it's all come out now that the things that we were told about the Biden administration by his press secretary and by Joe Biden himself, the things he told the American people about Afghanistan and about the pullout, he completely lied to us. He completely lied. He looked the American people in the eye and he lied to us about the things that took place over there. He lied to us about what he was told by his advisors. And even though these generals are corrupt, even though these generals, in my mind and my belief, they are guilty of treason themselves, but they did answer these questions and they did prove that their answers were completely contradictory to what President Biden told us. And it should just open up everybody's eyes to what kind of dog and pony show is happening here in this country. And people need to realize that we are the laughingstock. You know what? The Democrats used to love to talk about what we look like to the rest of the world under Donald Trump, and that other countries didn't have respect for this country under Donald Trump. And that is the furthest thing from the truth. You should know it's not truthful, because if the Democrats' mouths are moving, my friends, we know it's a lie. But they used to love to bring that up all the time, that Trump was an embarrassment to this country and he was a joke to the rest of the world. And the fact of the matter is, that is not true. We had better relations with almost everybody else in the rest of the world under Donald Trump than we do now. And right now, I guarantee you, we are not respected. And that's all come out. That's not Mickey just speculating. That's not me guessing. That's not my gut telling you something. That is coming out. We know what the rest of the world thinks about us and what we've done in our country, what we've done to the rest of the world, and what we did in Afghanistan. And now we can no longer be trusted. We will not be trusted under this administration. Meanwhile, our enemies, China, Russia, Iran, Korea, they are so excited. They are seeing nothing but opportunities, and they are mobilizing, they are readying themselves, and they are getting ready for the takeover. They are looking at us, and they feel like we are going to fall. They see our decline in status. They see that we are weak, and they feel like now is their opportunity to crush us. And mark my words, they are working on that, my friends. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hey, my fellow Patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, Mickey Garris. It's good to be back with you on this Saturday afternoon. And remember, my friends, you can get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. Remember, Mickey is spelled not like the mouse. It's M-I-C-K-Y. mickey@kslm.news. Thanks for joining me. We were just talking about Capitol Hill and the hearings that took place with the committee that was investigating what happened in Afghanistan and the pullout. And where did we go wrong? How did we get it so wrong? How did our military get it so wrong? How did the Biden administration get it so wrong? Who is to blame? And where do we go from here? Because the truth of the matter is, who is to blame? The Biden administration. They were advised by the generals differently. The generals contradicted Biden and said that he advised leaving troops in Afghanistan. In fact, they said that they told Biden multiple times that we should leave at least 2,500 troops in Afghanistan. And if we didn't do that, there's no way that we could secure a safe removal of all the American citizens, or could we secure the bases. They wanted to secure the bases and stay in control of our bases, like Bagram Air Force Base. And there's no way we could do that without leaving at least 2,500 troops. And they told Biden that. That's how he was advised. And guess what? Biden knew better. He wanted everybody to be out for political reasons or whatever reason. Doesn't really matter. The bottom line is, we have a guy that can't even tie his shoes, and we have military saying this is what we need to do if we want to make this thing successful. If we want to do it right, if we want to protect our people, and if we want to give the Afghan government a chance, if we want to give their military a chance, we need to help them out for a while longer, and we need to leave at least 2,500 troops there. And Biden decided that he knew best, and he wasn't going to do that. And so what did he do? He ordered that they all come out basically in a matter of days. And we know what happened. We know what happened. Now we have the information of the inside workings of how that took place. And it should be obvious to everybody that this administration is inept and not equipped to run this country. Bottom line, it's a danger to our country. They have proven it. They've already put our country in danger. They've put our troops in danger. They have blood on their hands. They are responsible for us losing troops. And they're not capable of making the decisions necessary, the decisions that they need to make as the administration, as the president of the United States, as the commander in chief. And they need to go. It's obvious. Everything they touch turns to crap, my friends. Look at our borders. Now, guess what? The problem we have is, normally when you elect a president, the running mate is somebody that can step into their shoes. If something bad were to happen, the running mate, the vice president, is somebody that can step into their shoes and carry the torch, pick up where they left off, and continue making sure that this country is secure and ran the proper way. Unfortunately, with this administration, they couldn't even, on day one, picking the running mate, they couldn't even find somebody that was capable of running the country. Kamala Harris is worse than Biden, maybe more dangerous Biden, because I think she has a little bit more of her brain left, although it's evil and anti-American. I think she's a little bit more savvy, possibly, which might make her a little bit more dangerous. But we know she's not equipped. We know she's not capable. She's been the czar of the border. She has been the person that has been responsible and supposed to write border policy and get everything that's going on in there in check. And we know that that's not happening. They are coming across in droves. These caravans are coming over in droves, and the border is out of control. And that is on her watch. That is her responsibility. That whole thing was handed to her, and she's not even gone down there. Her or Biden, they haven't even gone down there to check it out. The only thing we've heard that they've done is chastise our border patrol. Chastise the men and women on horses that are doing their job protecting our border, that are tracking down these criminals, that are trying to vet people, that are trying to keep people out of the border from entering illegally. And when they break our laws, when they do illegal things, when they commit crimes and they come and they run from our law enforcement officers and they are tracked down. And in this case, they are chased down by horses, Border Patrol agents on horses, because they're in an area that they can't patrol with anything other than horses. The horses are a very necessary and effective tool, my friends. Very necessary, very effective tool. And their reins are flying in the air as they're chasing these people. And guess what? The news says, somebody says they're whipping these people. And they show a picture of what looks like a dark-colored man. And they make it look like he's being whipped. When if you look at it from any other view, that shows very different. It was the reins. It was the reins. If you ride a horse, you know what I'm talking about. The reins are flapping. The guy was not whipping anybody. He was holding on to the person, the bad guy, the criminal, the guy that we didn't know who he was, the guy that was coming into this country illegally. He was trying to capture him and take him back to where he belongs. And the Biden administration, they come out and they chastise the Border Patrol. They tell them they're going to take their horses away and they're going to fire these people. They didn't bother to investigate what actually happened. Even after they were told the truth, even after the truth came out, they didn't apologize to these Border Patrol agents. No, they still are threatening their jobs. They're taking their horses away. It is absolutely ridiculous, and it should infuriate you. And it's just one more thing. It's one more check in the box that should make everybody wake up and understand that these people are inept. They're ill-equipped. They don't know how to run this country. They don't have the best interest of the American people in their minds, in their hearts. And it seems like so many bad things are happening, and it's just compounding so quickly, and it's at every corner underneath every single rock that you pick up. All you see is the crap that they are spewing and how they are tearing this country apart and hurting this country and hurting you and hurting me. And you gotta say, this can't all be a coincidence, can it? There can't be somebody that is that bad at absolutely everything they touch, that causes that much harm to everything that they're involved in. This cannot be a coincidence. Man, this is starting to look like it's almost intentional. My friends, I'm telling you now, this is intentional. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back here for more on Patriot Uprising Radio.
Back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. Remember, reach out to me. Let me know what your thoughts are. Get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. We were just talking about the hearings on Capitol Hill with the generals. We were talking about the things we learned from General Milley, however you want to pronounce that name, and Frank McKenzie. Now, I did pick up that McKenzie, I think he's in a bad spot, and I felt like he was more truthful. He wasn't acting like a politician. He was giving straight answers, and I really feel like under different leadership, maybe he's a better general. I'm not saying that I love the guy. I'm not saying that he didn't make mistakes, but I do think that at his level of responsibility, his rank, the chain of command that he has to follow, I think that his hands are kind of tied, and it was obvious that he is frustrated too. And I do feel like we got the truth out of him on what happened. When it comes to General Milley, I think he's a snake in the grass. I think he's just a politician. And more importantly, I think what he did when President Trump was there was treasonous. I think he sought to undermine President Trump's authority. I think his little secret conversations with Nancy Pelosi, his secret conversations with the Secretary of Defense and his staff members at the Pentagon, and absolutely his conversation, his phone call that he had with China, talking to them about how he was going to tip them off if the U.S. decided to attack. Those things are intentional, and in my opinion, absolutely treasonable in the fact that they were intentional to undermine a sitting president and to his authority on what he can do. The president of the United States, like him or not, has the authority in regards to a nuclear launch. Now, yes, there is a process that needs to be followed, but it is the president's call. And clearly, General Milley was going around behind Donald Trump's back. And I don't know who he thought he was, what he thought he was going to accomplish, but it's treasonous. It should never be allowed. The military, regardless of what the government wants to do, regardless of what the Congress wants to do, regardless of what the administration wants to do, the military has their own rules. And I think within their rules, this general is guilty of breaking the rules and should be held accountable by the military. And I think he should be locked up in the brig. I think what he did is treasonous, and I think he should get the harshest of punishments. And I think that he should be tried. And you know what? You cannot do what he did. You cannot undermine the authority like that. There is a process. If you really think that the president of the United States has gone rogue, is mentally ill-equipped to be able to make these decisions, like Joe Biden, right? There's a process that you have to go through, okay? There's a process. The 25th Amendment exists for a reason, my friends, and you can't circumvent that. You can't just take things into your own hands. That is called anarchy, and that cannot be tolerated. It should not be tolerated anywhere, but it especially cannot be tolerated in our military. We need to have zero tolerance for that. And General Milley needs to be held accountable. Now, moving on from that, we have other things to talk about. let's talk about COVID. Yeah, surprise. We got to talk about COVID again. I was so incredibly ticked off this week, my friends. I'm done with it. I'm done with the mask crap. I'm done with the vaccine stuff. I'm done with people trying to make us feel bad about not wanting a vaccine. Again, to each his own. We live in this country. I think we should have medical freedom. We're supposed to be a free country. We are supposed to be a free country. We have a constitution for a reason, my friends. We have a Bill of Rights for a reason. And we need to protect that. We should protect that with our lives if necessary. I would protect it with my life if necessary. I am so tired of the hypocrisy. I'm so tired of people trying to divide this country based on whether you're vaccinated or not, or a COVID believer or not. I'm tired of it. Shame on the government and shame on anybody else out there that's responsible for that. I've said from day one, COVID's real. Yes, we should take it serious. Yes, those people that need to protect themselves should do whatever they have to protect themselves. The immune compromised, the elderly, the obese, you know, people that are going to be prone to have more issues, regardless whether it's COVID or the flu or a common cold, right? Do what you have to do for yourself to protect yourself. When the vaccine came about, kudos to Trump for streamlining something in the United States government. I mean, that's a miracle in itself. Forget that it's a vaccine, okay? The fact that we have had a president of the United States that actually figured out how to cut some red tape and streamline something in the United States government is a miracle. That should tell you right there that Trump is an amazing man. Okay, but it happened to be a vaccine. Now, if you're a vaccine believer or not, you should give Trump the kudos for making that vaccine available so quickly. Now, I'm skeptical personally about the vaccine. More and more stuff keep coming out that's negative, in my opinion, about this vaccine. But if you're not skeptical, if you trust your doctor, if you think the vaccine is right for you, good for you. Go get the vaccine. I'm happy that it's available for you. I'm happy that we had a president that streamlined that vaccine so you have an option to take it if you want to. And that's as far as it should go with anybody. I don't need to know your medical history. I don't care about your medical history. I don't care if you get the vaccine or don't get the vaccine. Okay? You should have the right. You should have the freedom to do what's best for you. And it should be none of my damn business. But they keep shoving this down our throats. They keep shoving this down our throats, and they keep dividing us over this, and now they're making us pay for it. Now they're punishing us. Those of us that don't want the vaccine or don't want our kids to get the vaccine, trust me, here in Oregon, it's coming. They're going to try to make it mandatory. If your child's going to go to public school, they have to have the vaccine. Maybe not just public school, because a lot of these mandates are rolling into the private schools now too. Trust me, they are going to make it. I predict before February, they are going to say that children from the ages 5 all the way up have to have the vaccine to go to school. In California, they announced that just on Friday. In California, they said that as soon as the FDA clears the younger ages to get the vaccine, they've already got it cleared down to the age 15. As soon as they clear it down to the younger ages, they're making it mandatory for those ages, if they want to attend school, to get the vaccine. I told you guys last week what will happen if I find out somebody in a school tries to give an injection to anybody in my family. That might be the last thing I do. I might be in jail afterwards or dead, but I promise you that will also be the last thing that they do. Now, if they make a mandate that says my kid cannot go to school if he's not vaccinated, guess what? We'll find a different solution. He won't be going to that school. And I predict they will do this. And I predict that when they do, there will be a mass exodus. I predict that schools will be empty because parents are not going to put up with this crap. I think people are waking up. I think people are paying attention. But nonetheless, until then, we got to put up with the crap that they're shoving down our throats. And why was I so mad the other day? I get a letter. I think you guys know I've talked a lot about how I coach. I've coached for 16, 17 years. I've coached multiple sports, primarily baseball and softball, but I've also coached soccer, even though I always tell everybody that soccer is not really a sport. It's just an athletic activity. But I'll probably get in trouble for saying that here. But anyway, so I love coaching. I love working with kids. I'm good at it. Not only do I coach, but I've founded athletic programs in our community, and I've ran them for many years, and I've grown them and built them, and I've started things that nobody else started, and it wasn't easy. And it's not easy for a few different reasons, but one of the reasons is there's an inherent lack of volunteerism in communities anymore. It's hard to find people that are willing to work with kids, willing to volunteer their time. And it's just harder and harder every year. We're having a culture change. People don't recognize how important that is anymore. And they don't make the time for it in their lives. They just don't want to do it. A lot of it is because there's just so much red tape involved anymore in volunteering. People think it's just too troublesome, too bothersome, and they just don't want to deal with it. But our kids need volunteers. And if we're going to continue to have sports programs and other organizations that are helping kids and giving them life lessons and giving them the tools they need to grow up and be successful adults, they need strong volunteers in their community. Well, I just got a letter from our school district that basically said that all of our volunteers, all of our coaches, anybody that works with children that's in any way affiliated to the schools or the city. Now, keep in mind, the areas that we have to play, where we play our sports, where we practice, our school district grounds. Even though my organization maintains them, they're still owned by the school district, and I have a contract for my organization. But if we use those grounds, all of my coaches, all of my volunteers, anybody that works with the children at all, have to be vaccinated. Oh, I was so ticked off. I'm ticked off. I don't know what I'm going to do yet. First of all, the next school board meeting, I'm going to be down there. They're going to see me again. They're going to see me angry again, but I'm going to give them my peace of mind. Shame on them. Shame on the Dallas school board for not having the balls to stand up against the state. Shame on our elected officials for not having the balls to stand up against the state. And I'm talking about our school board members. I'm talking about our county commissioners. I'm talking about our city councilors. It's time for our communities, the communities that we live in. It's time for those elected officials, the ones that we see every day, the one that we bump into in the grocery store. It's time for them to stand up and do what's right for our community. And they need to stop being cowards. And that's all it is. And I'm telling you, if one community would do that, and then the next door to them would do that, and the one next door to them would do that, I'm telling you, the power is in the people if we unite and stand together. And we could tell Kate Brown to stick it, and we're not doing this crap anymore, and there's not a damn thing they could do to us. And that's what needs to happen, my friends. Stick with me. Don't turn that dial. We'll be right back for more here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
We're back with more Patriot Uprising Radio with Mickey Garris.
Hello, my fellow patriots, and welcome back to the show, Patriot Uprising Radio. I'm your host, your fearless leader, Mickey Garris, and it's good to be here today with you. Saturday afternoon, it is the first Saturday of deer season. I hope you guys are out hunting. I hope you're having fun. And just like I said, out there enjoying God's country. That's what we really need to be doing right now. Hopefully it's getting your mind off some of the negative stuff we've been talking about and what we're seeing happen in this country and around the world today. Remember, you can always get a hold of me at mickey@kslm.news. That's mickey@kslm.news. And I'm happy to answer your questions, take your advice on what do you want me to talk about. And let's just get to know each other. Let's just become friends. I was just sharing with you my frustration as somebody that volunteers a great deal of time in my community for the kids. I can't tell you how many countless hours a week in one aspect or another volunteering my time for my community. And mostly I do it for the kids. I love helping the kids out. I love working with them. I love watching them grow. I love being a mentor towards them. And I feel like it's something they desperately need. It's something that kids today need. They're just not getting enough of this. And the things that I do teaches them so many different life skills that are going to help them grow up and navigate life and figure out how to work with a boss that they might not like, how to get along with their neighbor across the street that they might not like, how to be successful in their career, how to get through college successfully. The life skills we give these kids, and I'm not just saying me, I'm saying any volunteers that take the time to work with kids, any coaches out there, you guys are so valuable, and I thank you so much for what you do. And there's not enough of us. And you know, if you're a volunteer, you know that each and every year there seems to be an even greater shortage of volunteers. There's fewer and fewer people that are getting into it. And the other thing I've noticed, the volunteers that are doing it are getting older and older and older. And so it's something I encourage the younger generation, get out there, get active. You just graduated high school. You got some time on your hands over the summer months. Figure out where you can volunteer. You're the next generation of coaches. You played a sport your entire life, and now you've graduated and you're done, and you might not ever play that sport again. Get into coaching. Pass on the skills and the knowledge that you have to the next generation. Teach them how you became that stud pitcher. Teach them how you became that star catcher or how you got such a good batting average. Be the next generation of coaches and instill the values that you learned and the hard work, the ethics that you learned into this next younger generation so they can grow up and they can have a wonderful experience and also gain all those valuable life lessons that somebody took the time to share with you. It's getting harder and harder to find volunteers, and we desperately need you younger people to get involved. When we run programs that we fight each and every year to find enough coaches for, or find enough umpires for, or find people that will help work in the snack shack, or just help us with paperwork, be a team parent, when it's hard to find these volunteers, when we're begging people each and every year, and then oftentimes we can't find enough, so we have to end up paying more people to do things. And then it's kind of a revolving door, right? If you have to pay people to do things in your nonprofit organization, then all of a sudden you have to start charging people more to participate. And so, you know, it's a pay it forward type of a thing. If you volunteer a little bit, maybe you're going to keep the rates lower and more people can participate. And if more people participate, the cost actually starts to decrease. Okay, so that's kind of how it works. And it's harder to find these volunteers. And each and every year when I'm running these programs or involved in these programs, I see it firsthand. And then, lo and behold, this week, I get a letter from the Dallas School District saying, by the way, for your organization and any organization that's affiliated at all with the school district, i.e. using any of our facilities, any of our buildings, any of our fields, they now all have to be vaccinated. Your organization has to keep track of all that. Your organization has to send all that into the school district. You have to stay on top of it. You know, it's too much. Number one, it's not my organization's business. Number two, I can tell you that COVID COVID has been around for almost 2 years now, my friends. Over 18 months, almost 2 years, COVID has been around. And guess what, my friends? For 2 years, I have successfully ran ball programs. I have successfully coached baseball games, practices. I have been around hundreds of kids. I have ran big organizations, been involved in bigger organizations. And for the last 2 years, nobody in our program has gotten sick. There's not been a COVID outbreak. We haven't had teams come down with COVID and had to shut things down. We have not had any issues with COVID. And now all of a sudden they're saying that if we want to be involved with these kids, if we want to continue doing what we are doing, we need to be vaccinated. I am absolutely furious. This is absolutely ridiculous. This is an infringement on our rights. We should have medical freedom. And you guess what? Like what's happened the last 2 years, guess who's going to be hurting from this, my friends? It's the kids that are going to suffer. It's the kids that aren't going to have programs to be involved in. It's the kids that aren't going to have ball teams to be on because there's no coaches, no volunteers to run the organizations. It's the kids that are going to suffer. And I'm telling you right now, as a community, as a country, as American citizens, we should unite on this. We should say enough is enough. If it isn't obvious to people what's actually going on right now, come on, my friends. It's time for us to take this country back. It's time for us to stop this COVID nonsense. My heart breaks for people that get sick with COVID. My heart breaks for people that have lost loved ones. But we cannot continue to run our country like this. We cannot continue to have our country shut down. We cannot continue to fire our doctors and our nurses because they don't want to get the vaccine. The men and women that were the heroes for the last 2 years, that put their life on the line for the last 2 years, that saved countless people for the last 2 years, and now we're going to fire them because they don't want to get the vaccine? Shame on us. This is absolutely ridiculous, and the chaos needs to stop. This is nonsense, my friends. Let me tell you something. That the vaccinated people can still get COVID and still spread COVID, how come they're not being fired also? How come they're not having to quarantine also? Follow the science, they say. That's science for you right there. I just gave you a scientific fact, and it doesn't make any sense that they're treating the two different groups of people differently. It doesn't make any bit of sense. But they don't want to follow the science, my friends. They don't want to hear about the antibodies that I have built up in my system that are better than what the vaccine can give. They don't want to hear about that. They don't even want to test for my antibodies. They don't want to know. They want me to say, yes, yes, I'll be a sheep. Yes, I'll run down and get the vaccine so I can coach the kids still. Even though that vaccine doesn't do any good for me, I've already got the antibodies. Antibodies that are better than what the vaccine provides. They don't care about that, though. They don't want to test for those. They don't want to know about the science. In fact, that's all hush-hush. If you say anything about that, they'll tell you to shut up. This is about control, and who knows what else is it about. But we are in a sad state, my friends, and we better wake up really fast. It's time for us to stop this nonsense and stop this tyranny, because that's what it is, and we need to take this country back. And we're just on the tip of the iceberg. We got so much happening. Are you paying attention? I talked a little bit last week about the supermarkets. I was talking about how Costco has announced that there's going to be a toilet paper shortage again, and they're limiting how many packages of toilet paper you can buy. I'm telling you, my friends, there are cargo ships by the thousands, that are lined up off the coast of Los Angeles, New York, Seattle, that can't get in, full of containers of goods that Americans desperately need, like toilet paper, and they can't get in because there's not employees. There's not truck drivers. There's not longshoremen. There's not people to operate the trains. Trains are backed up for 30, 40 miles. On the track, not moving. Cargo ships are backed up in the ocean as far as you can see, as full as you can imagine, full of goods that we need, and there's not people to offload those ships. And we're going into the holiday season. We're getting into Thanksgiving. We know Black Friday and Christmas shopping happens really soon. We're not going to have the products. But more importantly, it's not just about the presents, my friends. It's not just about the presents. We're not going to have the goods for our everyday lives. Think about that stuff. Be smart. Take care of your family. Do what you have to do to get prepared, because we have a lot that's coming on the horizon, and you guys need to be paying attention. God bless you guys. Stay safe out there. We'll catch you next week right here on Patriot Uprising Radio.
You've been listening to Patriot Uprising Radio right here on KSLM and KSLM.news.